Gloucester Rugby 32, Ospreys 25. Round 3 of the LV Cup saw Gloucester start the day bottom of Pool 1, but tied on points with both Bath and Newport above them, taking on an Ospreys side who have managed only 1 point in the competition so far. The first half saw Gloucester score 3 tries and hand one to the Ospreys via an interception to lead by 9 points at the break. They'd go on in the second half to score the 4th try for the bonus point through Dan Thomas's charge down and cling on for the victory despite 2 late tries from the Ospreys that earned them a losing bonus point. The result sees Gloucester leap ahead of Bath to top Pool 1 overnight, with the Dragons and Saracens both playing their matches on Sunday. Round 4 next week will be critical in deciding this year's LV Cup semi-finalists. Well, I'm joined by Nick Walsh, and Nick, your reaction to that game, it got a bit close towards the end there.
Yeah, I think it was a bit closer than I wanted. I mean, when we were 29-13, it was like, come on, we can just get one more score, then the game's over. And then it came back to 29-20, then we got the 3 points, and I'm thinking, okay, now we can cruise, and well, not cruise, but just, you know, not be under too much pressure. But fair play, the Ospreys, they came back at us, and we had a lot of youngsters out, 3 17-year-olds in the back line-up with the last 15 to go. So, yeah, so all in all, really, really pleased. I think it was a great game. Yeah, we had a great crowd out here. I mean, a phenomenal crowd, 12,000, which is just so brilliant from the you know, the Gloucester people and the Gloucester supporters to come out. And it's great for the young lads as well. You know, it shows that these, you know, everything, it always means everything. So, and so hopefully they all go away happy, and you know, I'm happy because it was a tough game.
You mentioned it there. How pleased are you with the performance of some of those younger faces?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got like Ollie Thorley, who started the game, and he's a schoolboy, and he did really, really well. And you know, we had a particularly young back line out today, you know, and I thought the boys did really, really well. And you know, and then we had a few more older heads in the forward pack who kept us going forward, and so just really pleased with the whole performance.
4-try bonus, it puts you at the top of Pool 1 going overnight before the teams play tomorrow. Not a bad position to be in, and doing all you can to help yourselves.
Yeah, totally. You know, we can only do what we do, and we can only wait to see what happens with Saracens tomorrow and the Gwent Dragons tomorrow, what happens in their games. And because at the end of the day, it's in control, Sarri's in control of the group. Because obviously Bath got a win today, but I think we're ahead of them because we got a bonus point they didn't. So we'll wait and see. But again, you know, the main focus this week wasn't to say, come on, you know, we've got to get the 5 points to push on the competition. We want to do that without a shadow of a doubt. But it was to keep the momentum going for Gloucester Rugby, to get a good performance at home in front of our fans, you know, get more wins at King's Own, which we have been not struggling with, you know, but before the Saracens game, you know, we lost a few games or a couple of games we shouldn't have. So that was the focus, to keep momentum going from the turn of the year. You know, that's our 5th on the bounce now, which is great. You know, and then next week we'll go in it with the same mentality and get the win first, and then we'll see what happens. And look, if we get through to the LV semi, that'd be absolutely brilliant. But we've got to focus on what we're doing first.
Just a word on that game next week then. Harlequins coming here, they'll have just obviously suffered that loss to Bath, so potentially a wounded animal, but they'll be no doubt fielding their youngsters as well.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure what team they'll put out, but it's all, you know, it's always a good game against Quins, and you know, look, they've beaten us here already once this season, which we were disappointed to have experienced. So, you know, there's that little bit of sort of you know, motivation, I suppose. But again, we just want to get a, again, I keep harping on about it, but it's just keep that momentum going, because it's massively important that we keep winning. And you know, Quins will be a fantastic team, and well, they are a fantastic team. It will be a very difficult game, so you know, we'll prepare well. And you know, these guys have now had a experience of what it's like to play at King's in front of a good crowd, so hopefully be even more confident.
And finally, we've mentioned what it does for the younger players, but what about for the coaches? Spoken to Dan Griffiths at Ospreys. He's enjoying the opportunity to be front line. What about yourself?
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, it's you know, it's a real honour to lead the team today, and especially, you know, with at King's Home in front of a really big crowd. Yeah, it was a massive honour, and I love it. And you know, I love being part of Gloucester, and it's you know, it's been fantastic so far this season. You know, we've had some tough times, and just trying to get the team going and moving forward, and I think we're doing that. And I just love being part of this fantastic club, and I say it's a real honour for me today to be you know, leading it. So it's good.
I'm glad. Well done. Best of luck next
glad
week.
We won. So thanks very much. Cheers.
Well, I'm joined by Aled Thomas. And Aled, you've skippered the side to a win, but got a bit tight there, didn't it?
It did, yeah, towards the end there. I think particularly first half, you know, we played some good stuff, and you know, took some of our opportunities, and I think we just discipline, you know, let them creep back in. You know, and to be fair to them, they took their opportunities when they did to get themselves back in the game. And the last, you know, 10-15 minutes were backs to the walls, really. So, but it was great to keep them out and to get the win and potentially give us, you know, a glimmer of hope to go through to the semis.
Yes, you led by example by getting the first score going under the post and then 14-0 up. But as you say, the Ospreys, they wouldn't lie down.
No. Well, you know, they got a lot of experience there, and especially, you know, February's experience came off the bench towards the end there, and you know, really dragged them through the last 20 minutes. So it was a good experience for the boys to you know, to really hold on, and yeah, it was good to get over the line and get the boys on, you know, on the road. So no, it was good. Yeah, it was a good win, really, and pleasing.
Tell me about what the LV Cup does for some of the youngsters around you, and the opportunities for people like yourself.
Yeah, it's just get some pitch time and an opportunity to show the coaches that what boys can do, and potentially put their hands up for selection, you know, in the Premiership or European game. It's just, you know, the more pitch time the better, really. And LV Cup, it's an opportunity to, you know, blood some of the young boys. You know, there's a couple of debuts there today, and gives them an opportunity to play, you know, in front of a big crowd. In a big game against a, you know, a physical side, so it was you know, it's different challenges every week, but it's really good.
Challenge next week will of course be the visit of Harlequins to Kingsholm. You've done all you can in terms of this game and getting the five points and the bonus. So what are you expecting in the challenge from them next week?
Yeah, obviously they're gonna they like to play a, you know, high tempo game and an offloading game, but you know, we're predominantly, like we did this week, you know, we're just going to try and concentrate on ourselves and make sure our performance is in the right place, and hopefully that'll put us in a good place to get a W next week, and hopefully the other teams, you know, in our group will slip up and give us that opportunity to get through to the semis.
Well done today.
Okay, cheers, thank you.
Well, I'm joined by Dan Griffiths, who is, I understand, the backs coach at Ospreys, but taking charge during the LV Cup. And Dan, what did you make of that game here at Kingsholm?
Well, game of two halves, as they'd say. You know, obviously the start was pretty disappointing in terms of the two yellow cards and the penalty count, which is frustrating. But then again, we've got ourselves in a position come the last quarter where we're looking to go on and win the game and put Gloucester under a lot of pressure. And, you know, there is a genuine sense of disappointment that probably we've let a game away from home get away from us there.
Certainly when Gloucester went 14 points up in that first half, it might have sensed like it was going to be a very difficult afternoon, but the Ospreys boys didn't stop believing, did they?
No, as you said, there's, you know, four debutants and boys stepping up this level for the very first time, so I think it's a learning curve, and we got into the game. As I said, we put ourselves under pressure, conceding penalties and ended up in our own 20, defending our own 22, so when we did get to grips with things and we started moving the ball, we looked a dangerous side, and, you know, as I said, come the end, we put together some really good attack in rugby, and there's a lot of positives to take from that. So,
yes, indeed, and those two relatively late tries, it was nearly in fourth try bonus point range, and as you say, you could have really turned the scoreboard around.
Yeah, we created enough opportunities really just to go and perhaps finish the game off, so we'd be disappointed with that. But, you know, we know it's an 80-minute game, and if we can tighten up on a few of our processes in terms of the exits and you know, look at where we're giving away these cheap penalties, then we're going to be in games and not have to chase so late. So it is frustrating, but a lot learned today by the youngsters and a lot of positives to take forward, no doubt.
The Exeter Chiefs seem to be in control of Pool 4. You'll go on next week to play Bath Rugby. Just a word on looking ahead to that encounter.
Yeah, you know, these youngsters got to back up and go again. It's like we said, we don't have the depth of budget or squad that a lot of these English sides do, so we have to develop from within. And, you know, with it, it brings opportunities for young boys to step up and test themselves against some quality rugby players. So going to another great venue next week is going to be another tough challenge for us, but, you know, hopefully we'll take lessons from today and we'll come back stronger next weekend.
And finally, you just touched on it there, but what about what the LV Cup does as a competition to give some of the young rugby players an opportunity, but perhaps some coaches as well to step in and lead the first team?
Yeah, it's a great experience for everyone involved, and you know, the more exposure these boys get to this level, then you know, the quicker we can move them on in their development, and you know, there's no doubt they'll take a tremendous